Kevin Durant scored 33 points as the Thunder outlasted the Trailblazers 111-107 in overtime. Blazer head coach Nate McMillan says they simply did not execute well enough.
You know, regardless of calls, we still had an opportunity to win that game if we, you know, do the things necessary. Rebound the ball. Okay, offensively, you execute, you attack, you put the ball in the basket.
A controversial goaltending call against Portland in the final moments sent the game into overtime. LaMarcus Aldridge had a game-high 39 for the Blazers, who lost for only the second time in 13 home games this season. Wesley Matthews netted 18, and Marcus Camby grabbed 15 rebounds in the loss. Elsewhere in the league, the Clippers took it to overtime to beat Orlando. Lakers lost to Philadelphia. Kobe Bryant, by the way, passed Shaquille O'Neal for fifth place on the NBA's all-time scoring list in that contest. Washington, overtime to beat Toronto. Chicago handled New Jersey. Atlanta fell to Phoenix. New York thumped Utah. Sacramento stopped New Orleans. San Antonio upended Memphis. And Houston better than Denver. One other NBA note, Minnesota Timberwolves forward Kevin Love has been suspended for two games for stomping on Houston's Luis Scola. The incident took place in the third quarter of Saturday's game when Love drove his foot into the upper body of Scola, who was lying on the floor. Shades of Ndamukong Suh for the Detroit Lions. What is with stomping on your opponents? New York Giants will celebrate their Super Bowl 46 championship with a victory parade later today. Begins at Battery Place in Washington Street and will travel north up the Canyon of Heroes to Wall Street. Mayor Michael Bloomberg will present the team with keys to the city at City Hall. And speaking of the really, really big game, the Emerald City is making a play for the Super Bowl. Q13 Fox reports the city of Seattle has filed preliminary paperwork with the NFL to host a future Super Bowl. CenturyLink Field meets the required minimum seating capacity of 70,000. One sticking point, the region's average temperature of 44 degrees in February. That falls short of the league-mandated host city 50-degree average. And Spain's Alberto Contador has been stripped of his 2010 Tour de France title and suspended for 2 years for doping. Contador tested positive for clenbuterol, but was cleared by a Spanish cycling panel last year after claiming the positive test was a result of eating contaminated meat. The Court of Arbitration for Sport rejected that notion. Contador, by the way, can compete again in August. Depend on us for sports. Dave Jarvis, News Talk 1110, KBND.